now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Okay, the second hour of the Earshot 20. Here we go with the top 10 for this week, the week ending Tuesday, June 7th, 2016. I'm Anthony Inman. Brian Cleveland is away at conference, and so I'm holding down the fort here, steering the ship. Whatever analogy you prefer to use, I'm here, I'm doing it. And so far, lots of great music. As I told you at the beginning of the program, if you missed part of that, you can go back and download it. I'll tell you a little bit about how to do that later. But we had a lot of albums debuting this week or making their debut into the top 20 on the program, not necessarily debuting on the charts in the top 20, but because of that, lots fell off and you got to hear a lot of great new music. That's going to continue in this hour of the program as well. Talk about that shortly, but first we need to talk about the charts and where they come from. Earshot-online.com is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week online at that website from the folks at the National Campus and Community Radio Association and Earshots. We thank them all very much for this, because without it, wouldn't have the show. The national charts are compiled from the submitting stations who report their top 30 charts, 26 this week, and that all makes the top 50, which then we take the national top 20 and we count them down for you. You can also find, if you go to the site, specialty charts including electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues, reviews, all kinds of stuff there. So check it out, again, earshot-online.com. And find us online too. Earshot20 at gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, well, we are happy to do that for you. And we'll do it in the form of playing something from your latest release. And we will give you an interview. It's not a feature coming up. It is a feature, not a feature as in featuring an artist and up and coming, but we're going to be chatting with one of the artists who are on the charts this week. Steven's got more music news for you coming up in a little bit as well, and I'll have the lowdown, a look at the nine debuts again this week. It's been crazy. Brian's been talking about it, we've been talking about it throughout the last few weeks, crazy amounts of debuts hitting the charts, and because we're getting lots of new stuff, it's caused this shuffle, this mix in the charts that we typically don't see as heavy as we've seen. Lots of stuff coming in, lots of new music to expose you to, which is really good, but it means that we say goodbye to some of our favorites, and we did this week, but who knows, they may pop back in. We'll see what the debuts have to tell us below the top 20 a little later on, but right now let's kick it off. And remember, coming up we're going to hear about how I was right again, because I love to say it, and it's unfortunate that Brian's not here for me to revel in my glory, but we'll talk about it. It's coming up. Right now, we are going to kick it all off with our first set of three in the second hour of the program. You'll hear from Holy F, you're also going to hear from Basha Bulat, but first, we're going to start with Black Mountain at number 10 this week, down from number 8 last week. The album is Four, a song called Florine Saucer Attack. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Shot 20. Number 9.
I've been standing at the door outside. When you gonna let me in? I've been waiting for a show tonight. When you gonna let me in? Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in? Oh, you can't let me, never gonna let me. Oh, will you let me in? I've been patient for a long, long while, hoping for a lot to give. If you worry, I'll keep you up all night. How you gonna let me in? Oh, you never gonna let me in. Don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever
That was Holy F at number 8, up from 26 this week. The album is Congrats, and you heard a song called House of Glass. And before that, Basha Bulat and Let Me In. The album sits at number 9, up from 12. It's called Good Advice. And kicking off the set was Black Mountain at number 10, down from 8. The album is 4 or IV, and you heard a song called Fluorine Saucer Attack. Remember, I mentioned to you in the first hour of the program my picks from the lowdown last week. It was Braids, Islands, Pup, and Holy F. Well, Holy F just made the list, so I got 3 out of 4. That ain't bad. We're going to head back to the phone line now and catch up with Stephen Karlick. He's got some great music news lined up for us in this hour. Great music news in the first hour of the program as well. And we're going to kick it all off with some news coming out of the Blood Orange camp. It sounds like he set a date for his new LP.
Yeah, Blood Orange mastermind Dev Hines recently revealed he was plotting a new album called Freetown Sound. The name has been on people's minds for a while. Now that excitement is mounting as he shared the details of its release. Freetown Sound will apparently arrive digitally on July 1st, courtesy of Domino Records, marking the full-length follow-up to 2013's excellent Cupid Deluxe. In addition to a digital release, the new record will be available as part of a deluxe LP package featuring a poster, a bonus 7-inch single with non-album cuts Do You See My Skin Through the Flames and Sandra's Smile, both essential tracks if you ask me. The LP and standard CD will be available on August 19th. A press release notes that the new album finds Hines exploring issues of race, religion, sex, and sexism across the 17 new tracks, which for now are simply being titled in the order that they appear on the album, starting at track 1 and closing with track 17. He said about it, quote, "I have just finished making an album about my life, my upbringing, being black in England, being black in America. My movements to this country at the age of 21, the same age that my mother moved from Guyana to London, and my father from Sierra Leone to London. Freetown Sound, the name of my album, is taken from Freetown, where my father was born." There are snippets of the new songs playing at Blood Orange's official website, but you can see the track listing down below, which, like I said, just says track 1 through 17, and the album artwork is pictured there as well.
It's all cool stuff, and if that wasn't enough, also working with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, that's exciting news. Carly Rae Jepsen made, really, I can't say it enough, a fantastic 2015 album titled Emotion that was on my Polaris ballot, snuck in there at number 3. Part of what made the album so excellent is that Carly Rae got in touch with a bunch of excellent collaborators, including Ariel Rexshade, Rostam Batmanglij, previously of Vampire Weekend, and, of course, Dev Hines, who's now back in the studio with her, working on a new album. While we don't have much to go on, Jepsen explained that she was spending the day writing new material with Hines in an Instagram post. She described him as her hero and said, "Writing with hero Dev Hines today." She shared another update later on, explaining that she was headed to a recording studio in New York. We don't know if that's for another solo album or a different project, but we're about to get more to get emotional about. So see more from that at exclaim.ca.
Well, it sounds like something that we can look forward to for sure. And I love how passionate you are about her album. That was great passion from you.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that bothers me the most about talking about music is hearing the word that drives me the craziest is authenticity. The idea that somehow pop is not, like, whatever you think pop music is manufactured, and whatever you think indie music is not. But I think people would be surprised to hear, A, how many of the artists they love that are, quote, indie musicians work with professional songwriters. And also, I mean, what do you say about Carly Rae Jepsen working with someone from Vampire Weekend, from Blood Orange? Are these manufactured pop songs? I mean, sure, in the sense that every song is manufactured. But give the album a try. It really is incredible. That's Carly Rae Jepsen's Emotion.
I'm taking your word on it. All right. Let's kick it over to our next story, and that is some news from Local Natives.
Yeah, it's been a while since we heard from Local Natives. It was 2013's Hummingbird was their last album, but that is about to change. The group have announced that their third album will be titled Sunlit Youth. and it's set to arrive on September 9th, courtesy of Loma Vista and Infectious Music. The new songs hear the group sticking to their guns and trusting in a newfound experimental approach to creating music. The band's Ryan Hahn said in a statement, quote, "A lot of the excitement in making this new album came from discovering how to make songs in different ways. You start thinking, what do I want to hear? Forget about what we've done and what people expect. This is a song that I would want to hear." The 12-song offering kicks off with the lead single, Villainy, which you can hear at exclaim.ca. There you'll also find the cover for the forthcoming album and the 12-song track list. Check it out when you have a moment.
Awesome. And one more story to round it out in this hour of the program. An artist who is no stranger to the charts, and she's got a Canadian tour coming up, of course, Basha Bulat.
Yes, our recent Exclaim cover star has been riding high throughout 2016 off the critical and fan acclaim of her latest album, Good Advice. Bulat already had a stretch of festival appearances booked across Canada, but she'll be back on the club circuit by October. The upcoming headlining dates are spread out throughout the fall, with the singer hitting up various venues in and across the prairies and Western Canada in October. Then in November, she'll play a series of shows in Ontario and Quebec. You can find the lengthy tour, which stretches from July through December, at exclaim.ca, where you can also read the cover story if you didn't pick up an issue back in January and February.
Would you suggest that people get out to the show?
I would. I was sad to have missed her. I was at a field trip in Toronto this past weekend, and she played at the same time as someone else I was dying to see. I can't remember what time it was exactly. I did see videos of her performing. She has a great voice. The new album's probably her best, in my opinion. So yeah, do go and check her out.
Awesome. That's some good advice. Cheesy pun alert. All right. We are very appreciative every week, Stephen, of you bringing us the music news. And so we thank you and turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. As I mentioned, I was recently at Field Trip in Toronto, where Charlotte Day Wilson, a fairly new Canadian artist, played a set in the afternoon sun. There's probably an album in the works, but we haven't heard anything about it. She does have two singles out. One of them is titled Work, and it's a very soulful little sort of electronic ballad, really beautiful. I was only alerted to her this past weekend. Do check it out. She's also on the K-Tronauta album, which you've all heard. This is Work from Charlotte Day Wilson on Earshot Radio.
Oh, Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Pup, Tegan and Sarah, White Horse, K Trinata, and of course our annual Summer Music Festival Guide. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
But I think I kinda got it since the second that I saw you. I've been weakening in the knees. There's a reason for my misery, but my baby's often busy, and we probably shouldn't oughta come a walking by the water just to talk and get to know you, for the sake to make you fall la 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 love me. But it's been saying dark. Always be around if we were ever to be found. He'd be a coming after me. And my baby's got my dough, and she'll let everybody know. And so we probably shouldn't oughta, cause I think they might have saw ya. And they're gonna tell your father that we're planning to fall out. But let me tell you, pretty mama, I just really wanna make you fall la 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 love me. But it's been saying dark. Everybody know that we were gonna make a go of you and me, my little pet. But the thrill we knew is gone, cause everybody played along, and they're so happy for us, dear. And we're the couple of the year. I gotta get me out of here. I wish I never got to know you, and I wish that I could show you just how much I really love you. How I curse the day I made you fall, la 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 love me. But it's been saying dark.
Shot 20. Number 6.
Shame things to go.
That was Operators in at number 6 this week, down from number 5. Just popped down one spot. Blue Wave is the album, and you heard a song called Shape of Things. In before that was Daniel Romano at number 7 this week, up from 19. The album is Mosey. You heard a song called Valerie Leon, and we had Steven's song pick in there as well. Charlotte Day Wilson, a song called Work. That is his song pick. We thank Steven so much for the music news every week. You can check that out, exclaim.ca, or pick up the copy nearest you. All right, we've got some more music to get to, and that includes an interview. But before we do that, we are going to give you the lowdown. Of course, it is the look at what is debuting below the top 20 from the national top 50. We don't have time to play the whole top 50. It would take too long. So we cut it off at 20, but we like to tell you what's debuting because there is a chance they could make it into the top 20, as we've seen over the past couple weeks. And it's the lowdown, and the lowdown starts all the way down at number 50 this week with a new one from the Eagles. It's the follow-up to the well-received self-titled debut from the Leeds post-punk five-piece, and this one is called All Ages. Pop up two spots to number 48 is the new one from Young Magic, self-titled Still Life, and coincides with singer Melati Malay revisiting her own life in her birthplace of Indonesia. That is out on Car Park Records. The Gary's new album, Warm Buds, is in at number 46, and if you head over to their Bandcamp, you can get the stream, plus a limited edition of 100 cassettes are available on Rose Pink Shells, featuring inside cover art by Ruby Lindsay. Pretty cool. One spot up at 45 is the second full length from Montreal-based Bernhari called Il Jesus, and it's out on Audiogram. Jeff-Elise Barbara is a Montreal-based R&B pop singer-songwriter and released Sex Machine, Sex Machine. It's a two-song EP, came out in May on Fixture Records, and is sitting at number 40. As If Apart is the second album of psychedelic indie from the LA singer-songwriter Chris Cohen, and it comes in at number 37. Jump up 10 spots to 27, we find the newest release from The Highest Order called If It's Real, and they've got a string of shows coming up to support that release. Une Blonde is the project of Jean-Sébastien Audet, who recently released the album titled Goodwill Come to You. That's sitting at number 26 this week. And we round out the lowdown with the newest one from Wood Pigeon called Trouble. It's the latest album from the Calgary indie folk rock band led by Mark Andrew Hamilton, and it's at number 22. That's the lowdown. If I had to put my money on it, I'm going to say that The Highest Order and Wood Pigeon will make it into the top 20 at some point. Knowing that I'm typically a week behind with my picks making it in, but that said, I was right with 3 of my 4 for this week, and it didn't take them a week to get in. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, there you have it. That's the lowdown. Back to the charts now. Coming up, Radiohead is in at the number 5 spot this week, and the album is titled A Moon-Shaped Pool. You're going to hear Glass Eyes. It's right now on the Earshot 20.
Cut off the train, a frightening place. The faces are concrete gray, and I'm wondering, should I turn around, buy another ticket? The panic is coming on strong, so call me inside out. No grid drama, message coming in, and the old so small, glassy eyed light of glassy-eyed light of day. The path trails off and heads down the mountain through the dry bush. I don't know. Trails out and heads down the mountain
Oh No is Jesse Lanza's second album, and it needs to make its way into your summer dance party playlist. Jesse is here to chat about the new record, which has hit the charts. And Jesse, I want to start by saying the record is incredible, and congratulations on the release.
Thank you. That's really nice. Introduction, yeah.
Oh No is the follow-up to your debut album, Pull My Hair Back, and this one has faster tempos, a little poppier. Was that planned when you were putting the album together?
No, I mean, not really. It's like, it's funny how the album came together. Like, a lot of it was written between like January and the summer of a couple years ago, or last year or something. And yeah, I don't know, it's hard to plan that sort of stuff. I mean, we just did a whole bunch of songs, and those ones seemed to fit together the best.
And it's a 10-track album, and they are 10 incredible tracks. Are all the songs on the record ones you had planned to be on the release, or were there some that got the axe in favor of adding others?
There were a lot. There was a big axe that came down, for sure. And we had to cut, like, a lot of songs the first time we submitted the record to Hyperdub. So yeah, we have a bunch of unreleased stuff that I doubt will ever see the light of day, but you never know.
Who knows? And do you have a favorite song on the album?
I think I Talk BB is probably the song I'm closest to. Maybe Going Somewhere, actually. Either one of those slow ones, I think I'm closest to on the album.
And I also want to talk about another song on the album. It Means I Love You has a really cool music video. Did you come up with the concept for the video, or were you working with someone? How did that all evolve?
Yeah, our good friend John Smith, who directed the video, and another friend, Gary Buttram, whose farm we filmed the video on, and then Jeremy Greenspan as well. They all kind of came up with this concept of like doing a video in one of Gary's hoop houses, and like just getting like lights and plants, and yeah, making it seem like it was maybe somewhere else.
Very fun. Lots of shows on the way for you, spending a good chunk of time in the States, a few dates in Canada as well. Do you use your time on the road to write new music as well, or do you focus on the shows and leave the writing for when you're home?
Yeah, I'm not good at writing outside of my studio, just because I'm so reliant on my hardware and my stuff in my studio. I wish I could like write sketches out on Ableton or get that going, but yeah, I usually keep the writing for when I'm at home in Ableton.
JessieLanza.com for show dates, music, and more. Jesse, thanks for catching up with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And here's Jesse Lanza right now from the album Oh No, your number 4. It's a song called I Talk BB. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Oh,
That was Jesse Lanza. I Talk BB is the song off of her album, Oh No, and it sits at number 4, just down one spot from number 3 last week. Had a great chat with her in there as well. And before the chat, you heard Radiohead. Glass Eyes was the song. Radiohead at number 5, down from number 2, A Moon Shaped Pool. 3 more tracks to get to before this hour is complete. Let's kick it off. Number 3, up from 6, it's Andy Schulf. The Party is the name of the album. Right now, he's early to the party. That's the song you're going to hear. Early to the Party, Andy Schulf, your number 3 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
He's head of you. He's talking shit. He never thinks of you. So bite your lip and watch him walk off with his friends, leaving you all alone once again. Shorts, get you a tie and you a knot. Won't let you leave, put on the wall. Get you a coil and all the shorts. Get you a tie and you a knot. Won't let you leave, put on the wall. Get you a coil and all the shorts. Get you a tie and you a knot. Never let you leave.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you. sorrows with light. We took a chance on the hole in the fence, crossing the tracks. You took me to an island in the summer heat, so simple and sweet. We were one. That bird was gone and that bell was ringing. And if we are here, then we're gonna get used to it, like the waves and the sound of singing.
Number 1.
Mansoons at number one for another week. That song called Translate, it's off their album Hold Still, and they are at number one again this week. At number two, up two spots from last week, from number four is Plants and Animals, creeping up. Could they unseat Soons? Quite possibly. The album is called Waltzed In From the Rumbling. You heard a song called We Were One. And kicking off that last set of three was Andy Schoaf. He's at number three, up from six last week. The album, The Party, and he was early to the party. If you're just tuning in, you're late to the party, but that's okay. You can go back and check it out. This is the Earshot 20, typically with myself, Anthony Emmon, and Brian Cleveland. Brian's out this week doing the countdown solo. However, we got through it. It's done. You can find it all online. Earshot-online.com is where you find the charts. That's the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week right there. And you can find us online too. The program is recorded and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, and you can hear it first every Friday from 5 to 7 Atlantic Standard Time out of that station. Then across the nation, we syndicate with more than 25 great campus community and online radio partners, so you can hear it across the country throughout the week as well. You can download the program radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening, thanks very much for tuning in. Join us next week. Brian will be back. We'll have a brand new countdown. We'll be only one show away at that point from 200, and quite possibly chatting with another artist from the charts, along with all the other great free features we bring you every week. Thanks for tuning in. Until next week, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. The Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.